Nolte, CNN conspiracy theory blames Trump for sex assault allegation against Don Lemon. By John Nolte on August 17, 2019. Far-left CNN is not only blaming President Trump for a sexual assault allegation filed against Don Lemon. KNLAL is also spreading the conspiracy theory that Trump is responsible for April Ryan's bodyguard allegedly roughing up a journalist, and Chris Cuomo's hilarious Frito meltdown. Earlier this week, Lemon, one of KNLAL's many left-wing commentators, was sued by a man named Dustin Isay, who alleges the basement-rated anchor sexually assaulted him at a Sag Harbor bar back in July of 2018. The man claims Lemon put his hand down the front of his own shorts and vigorously rubbed his genitalia, removed his hand and shoved his index and middle fingers in plaintiff's mustache and under plaintiff's nose, and repeatedly shoved his fingers in his face and asked, "Do you like pussy or dick?" Oh, and by the way, Isay allegedly has an eyewitness, George Gunelles, who backs up the explosive allegation. Now, while I have not checked the White House records, I am pretty sure that throughout July of last year, Trump was nowhere near Sag Harbor, and yet, a KNLAL executive told the far-left Washington Post that the orange bad man is responsible for Lemon allegedly assaulting a man. A CNN executive who spoke on the condition of anonymity to speak frankly called the Lemon suit a shakedown and pointed a finger at the president for giving people license to attack journalists. And because the Washington Post is a joke and Paul Farhi and Sarah Ellison really want to be on TV, this wild-eyed conspiracy theory was reported without skepticism. CNN's April Ryan? You remember her, right? The third dumbest person on KNLAL who shrieks and heckles during White House news conferences about how vital and noble and necessary a free and unfettered press is? Well, Ms. Noble and Necessary Free Press doesn't allow the Noble and Necessary Free Press to cover her. Nope, when Ms. Noble and Necessary Free Press holds a public event, all of a sudden the Noble and Necessary Free Press is not so noble and necessary. And if a member of the Noble and Necessary Free Press does dare to attempt to cover an event headlined by Ms. Noble and Necessary Free Press, this very same Ms. Noble and Necessary Free Press will allegedly have one of her alleged bodyguards kick your Noble and Necessary Free Press ass. This event allegedly occurred in New Jersey at the same time that Ms. Noble and Necessary Free Press was being praised for a recent Freedom of the Press Award. And while I have not checked the White House records, I'm confident in saying Trump was nowhere near New Jersey at the time. And then we come to Frito. In the epic video, you can watch as Cuomo melts into a puddle of insecure entitlement with a glorious 2-minute rant filled with F-bombs, threats of physical violence, the most unconvincing street talk since Malibu's Most Wanted, and the preposterous notion that calling an idiot a Frito is like calling a black person the N-word. But once again, this is Trump's fault. Even though the hate network regularly insults unsuspecting people and sticks a camera in their face, it was Trump who inspired this. Even though Frito himself filed on the Covington High School kids for the ridiculously appropriate way they handled the someone getting in their face, it was Trump who inspired this. Even though KNLAL deliberately and regularly lies to its very small audience, spreads fake news, obsesses over hoaxes, invents countless conspiracy theories, smears half the country as Nazis, and encourages riots and political violence, it was Trump who inspired this. And the godless sycophants at the Washington Post let them. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.